This is John Batchelor. The incomplete information from Moscow is that the suspects apprehended may be Tajiks from Tajikistan, which borders Afghanistan, and has been the scene of Soviet activity during the 20th century and Russian activity during the 21st century, said to be a Russian base there in Tajikistan. At the same time, Tajikistan is heavily influenced by the jihadists, which may explain why the reports from Moscow say ISIS-K recruited and carried out the attacks against the Moscow theater, murdering dozens of people, more than 100, more than 150, unclear, fog of war. In any event, ISIS-K operates in the Khorasan province of Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan. It's a general area of influence. It is understood to be secondary to al-Qaeda and certainly present in Afghanistan without the permission or perhaps with the permission of the Taliban. It's all very unclear. This particular explanation from one of the authors of the book Kabul about the withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021 identifies what it is about ISIS-K that makes it a strong suspect for the attacks in Moscow. Haqqani Network, ISIS-K, the ISI of Pakistan, the Taliban, al-Qaeda. This is a stew of jihadists and jihadist enablers. Moscow will have to sort all this out if it's going to take its revenge as threatened by Vladimir Putin. In any event, this excerpt is Jerry Dunleavy, co-author with James Hassan of the book Kabul, The Untold Story of Biden's Fiasco and the American Warriors Who Fought to the End. Critical here is the connection between all of these jihadists, and Jerry Dunleavy lays it out, especially turning on the man Haqqani, who heads up the Haqqani Network, probably was number two in al-Qaeda at the time in Afghanistan. With the death of Zawahiri, he has moved up the chain, and ISIS-K is linked in some fashion to all these actors in the Middle East, and I can expect we're going to hear more of this from Russia, if not from other sources. But the U.S. leaving Afghanistan as an ungoverned space certainly contributed to the ability of Afghanistan to field and deploy and train more killers, such as we can witness in some of the video from Moscow. It's fog of war. None of this is certain. Feeling our way forward. As Jerry Dunleavy indicates, they were feeling their way forward in 21 after the order came from the White House. Here's Jerry Dunleavy. The book is Kabul with his colleague James Hassan. What they knew in 22 and 23, what we're going to have to learn about al-Qaeda, ISIS, Taliban, Haqqani Network in 24.
It's a great question. So I am an investigator on the House Foreign Affairs Committee looking into the Afghanistan withdrawal. I'll just note that I'm just here as the author, the co-author of this book. But the relationship that the Haqqani Network had with all these groups is very important. So the Haqqanis are a key force inside the Taliban. They also have a long-standing relationship with the Pakistani intelligence services, the ISI. On top of that, the Haqqanis have a very long relationship with al-Qaeda as well. And Sirajuddin Haqqani, who's the head of the Haqqani network, who is the top Haqqani commander in 2021 and who is a top member of the Taliban government today, he has a very close relationship with al-Qaeda and by some national security experts is considered to be essentially a member of al-Qaeda as well. And but by the way, when we killed Ayman al-Zawahiri in 2022 in Kabul, the number two, he was the number two for Osama bin Laden. Zawahiri was hiding out in Sirajuddin Haqqani's safe house. So the relationship there is very strong. On top of that, the Haqqanis had at the time a relationship with with ISIS-K. So the Taliban, of course, the Taliban and ISIS-K are foes oftentimes. However, when it suited them, they would come together to carry out attacks against the U.S. military and the Afghan forces, especially in Kabul.
More of this later.